Hey everybody, this is Matty V coming again with another episode of the Fattening America weekly audio podcast where I share with you thoughts, ideas, and different things I've come across on my weight loss journey. Well, I finally upgraded. I went out and happened to go to Goodwill. Like to go there and check out all the deals and stuff. And happened to pick up something that apparently was a return to Target and was donated from Target to the local Goodwill. And that was a Samson Q2U recording pack with a USB XLR microphone with HP20 headphones. Yes, I got myself a podcasting pack. So hopefully these podcasts will be a little bit clearer. I know it was hard with the headphone microphone setup that I had previously. Things were spiking all over the place. This seems like this has got to be a good ambient level, something that your ears are not going to be bleeding or anything like that. And looking at Audacity here, the levels are looking pretty good. So hopefully I sound a little bit better. Go ahead and send me feedback and let me know if it is turning out all right. So I got this at like a third of the price, the manufacturer listed price. And if this all works out, then I may get another set for a possible partner in the future to my podcast. That way we would each have our own microphones, our own headphones, and we can tie it in all at once. But anyway, had an interesting time at Goodwill, finding all sorts of deals, and I'm pretty happy with the Q2U recording pack, even though on Amazon there were several negatives stating that the headphone input gets pushed in, and it worked for them for like 2 seconds, and then never worked again. But this is the third time that I've tested this out since I've gotten it, so things are looking pretty good. I got a few things on order. I've got myself a pop filter coming, and I'll also be looking into a better microphone stand so that I can be a little bit closer up on the mic and I don't have to turn the mic up too loud. But things are looking good otherwise. Took my dog out for a walk this morning for the first time in, 6 months? 6 months? 5 months? Something like that. It's been a period of time, for sure. And I just woke up and it's like, you know what? I'm not going to sit there trying to go back to sleep. And this was like 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm not going to sit there and try to go back to sleep, waiting for 7 o'clock to come and then sit there and hop out of bed and rush around like a chicken with its head cut off, trying to get everything taken care of in a short period of time. This week I'm having to take my oldest over to my in-laws because my youngest is going to kinder camp, which is a 3-day mini camp to get the incoming kindergartners used to the classroom and the teachers and the other kids. And I guess for the teachers and the teacher's assistants to kind of gauge where each of the kids are at, what they may need help with, just kind of a get to know you, get to know the school thing. Not sure how my youngest is going to handle it because this year they made a change to their kindergarten program. Kindergarten is going to be an all-day affair. Last year, and even when I went to kindergarten, it was half days. Kids would go to half day, and then they would have either the afternoon or the morning, depending on when they had kindergarten. The school system decided that they're going to go full day from 8:30 in the morning until 3:30 in the afternoon, I think. So it's going to be really interesting to see where my youngest is going to be able to handle it. Last year he was going to school half days. This year it's going to be a full day. So we'll have to see what comes of that for sure. What else do I have going on? I'm trying to think. So anyway, I took my let's move that over there. Took my dog for a walk this morning, and it felt good. It really did. I got up, I took a shower, brushed my teeth, combed my hair, got my clothes on, and took my dog for a walk. And boy, he just was elated. I had forgotten how much he enjoyed going for walks in the morning. Before the accident, I used to take him out just about every morning. We'd go out and go for a little 10-minute walk around the neighborhood. And he would try to mark every tree. He's a little Chihuahua dachshund, so it's like there's no way that his bladder could handle, you know, every time that he walked up to a tree. I don't think he has a big enough bladder to handle all the trees that we have on our walk. So it got to a point where as we're coming back from the walk, he's lifting his leg, but obviously nothing's coming out. So I thought that was kind of funny. But being out there in the sunshine, not very many people around, and that's the way I like it. I'm still self-conscious carrying the cane. I can do short distances without it, and that's great. That's major progress. But when I get to do more than maybe a half a mile, I really need it for support, especially in hilly situations. I need to walk up a hill or something like that. That's when I really rely on that cane to get me where I need to be. It's a little embarrassing, you know, being 400 pounds and carrying a cane, and just the looks that I get from people and the avoidance that I get from people that don't want to deal with somebody of size with a cane, you know, with a handicap or a perceived handicap. I don't know. It's like so many people today, I look at them when they avoid me or they try to ignore me. I just look at them and think, you know, are you really that self-absorbed? Are you really that full of yourself that you need to, you know, pretend that you're better than I am? That, I don't know. You know, they just get so full of themselves, like I'm some sort of peon, that I'm not worth anything. And actually, I wrote a reactionary blog. There it is. I wrote this almost 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago tomorrow, I wrote this. And it was in response to getting these dirty looks and these avoidance stares from people. The title of the post, you could go to my blog. It's www.mattystribe.wordpress.com. And the title of the post is "If It Makes You Feel Better." And this is what I wrote. No, really. Go ahead. Whisper as I pass by to your companion. Tell them how much better you are than I. Give me that dirty look you like to give people you feel are beneath you. I don't mind at all. Ignore me as I try to maneuver my way around you, or patiently wait as you block the shelf of something I need to grab. I can wait for as long as it takes. Give me your pleasantries with that fake smile on your face, trying not to break it into a look of utter disgust. I'll accept any pleasantries you hand me gladly. At least you took the time out of your busy world to acknowledge me. Honk and flip me off. Show me that you're superior to me. It gives me pleasure to know that I'm out there doing something, changing my life, and you're noticing it. If you need your ego stroked and I am the only one to provide such a stroking through my looks or mannerisms, I am there to meet that need. If it makes you feel better to put me down, I'll oblige just so you feel some sort of satisfaction in your life. Seriously, if it makes you feel better. And I wrote that as, like I said, as a response. I've had that before. I've had people yell things out the window, hey, fat ass. I've had people honk, and when I turn, they're flipping me off. I've had people, in that particular, when I wrote that blog, the night before I had gone to the grocery store, and there was something that I needed off the shelf, and there was a woman, you know, fairly attractive woman, all right, knew that I was there, and yet just sit there and dawdled and kind of blocked the shelf of what I needed, and I just stood there. I just stood there and waited patiently. I could tell she was trying hard to ignore me. I waited, and she finally left, and I got what I needed, and I walked off. Earlier that day, when I was out for a walk, there were a bunch of women sitting around chit-chatting and stuff. And when I walked by, I could hear kind of their bits and pieces of their conversation, talking about me and how big I was and whatnot. I felt I needed to write that blog as a kind of a response to all of that negativity. It's like if that makes you feel better, and that was the whole thing. If it makes you feel better, then go right ahead. You know, I want you to be happy. I want you to get some sort of satisfaction. I want you to be find some sort of happiness, some sort of satisfaction in your life. Obviously, you're not getting it anywhere else. That you feel you need to tear someone else down in order to feel that satisfaction. And hey, if that's what it takes, then I want you to be happy. I want you to be satisfied. If it's at my expense, then so be it. I mean, I've lived my life as the butt of jokes, trying to be the clown, trying to make others feel better about themselves, I guess. And I guess that's just me. But that's what I have to say about that, I suppose. I was watching last night, I was watching the movie Back to School, and Back to School holds a special place in my heart because it was the first movie that I ever saw in a drive-in, okay? Drive-ins are becoming more rare. One of my dreams is to own a drive-in, and that dream could still come true. I see having four screens. We have two that would run first-run movies. We would have one that would run, like, family-friendly movies. And then we would have one that would run total cheese, B-movies, stuff that isn't mainstream. I'm thinking John Waters. I'm thinking bringing El Topo back to the big screen. You know, really bringing back the midnight movies. Or if you remember in the late 80s, early 90s, there was Up All Night with Rhonda Shearer and then later Gilbert Gottfried on USA. They would show all sorts of B-movies and stuff. Those types of films, the raunchy, sexy, horror, bloody, the stuff that you wouldn't see in a mainstream movie theater. This is the whacked out stuff, the underground stuff. Anyway, I remember seeing Back to School. It was, we saw it at it was a place called the Starlight Drive-In, and it was in Allegan. Starlight Drive-In, and it was a double feature. It showed Space Camp was first, and then Back to School. And Space Camp was a movie with Leah Thompson, Tate Donovan, bunch of other semi-unknowns at the time. Kate Capshaw was in it. That was when she was married to Steven Spielberg at the time. It was about a bunch of kids who end up going into space with a space shuttle. And then Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield. I was watching that last night, and in one of the scenes, he's talking to his son, who is Keith Gordon. You might remember Keith from the movie Christine. He was Arnie. But anyway, his son was telling him that he wanted to drop out of school, that nobody liked him, that he was getting straight C's, blah, blah, blah. And Rodney, in his little pep talk to his son, said, "Hey, you can be anything you want to be in life. If you want to be a winner, be a winner. If you want to be a loser, be a loser." And that phrase right there kind of stuck with me as a truth. I mean, as a truth. You can be anything you want to be in life. It's your choice, okay? If you want to win, if you want to succeed, then win and succeed. Figure it out. If you want to be a loser, hey, you can be a loser. You could just sit back and let life happen to you instead of making life happen, you know? So I kind of look at that, and it's like, well, how could I make the drive-in situation happen? Well, it comes down to, number one, I have to get land somewhere. Land in this area isn't real cheap. I'd have to look probably further north, I would imagine, to find some land, because I figure I'll need, what, maybe 5 acres? 4 or 5 acres, something like that, for all the screens, and then have a buffer around it, the concession stand. And the concession stand, I have this imagination, was cool. If you didn't want to sit in your car, there would be a special section that was like a, if you've ever heard of the Alamo Draft Houses, they're movie theaters that serve dinner and alcohol, so that during the movie all you could do is hit a button and a server will come to you and bring you beer, bring you whatever you need. I was thinking that there would be the regular concession stand with an arcade and the bathrooms and everything like that. And then on the other half, there would be a VIP section. So if you wanted to pay a little bit extra, you would be able to get alcohol. You would be able to get a dinner. You would have a personal server to get you popcorn refills and all that stuff. But see, I would have to figure it, because there would have to be one VIP section for each screen. Because if you want to pay to see a first run movie, or if you want to pay to see the B movies, there would have to be sections. So there might have to be separate buildings set up. Maybe one satellite concession stand, and then they would go out. There would be these separate buildings for the VIPs. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and cut it off there. But just to remember what Rodney Dangerfield said, right? If you want to be a winner, you can be anything in life you want to be. If you want to be a winner, then be a winner. If you want to be a loser, be a loser. You can visit my blog. Check out that blog. Lots of interesting posts from time to time. I'm behind by like 4 posts, so I got to catch up. But be sure to check that out. It's maddiestribe.wordpress.com. You can check out my ebook review site. I've been reviewing some pretty interesting books, and that is Maddie's ebook reviews. .wordpress.com, and someday I'm going to consolidate those two names and something simpler. But be sure to check that out. And until next time, I'm going to go ahead and go. I thank you guys for tuning in each and every week, and be sure to vote me up on Podomatic and on iTunes, so I can get on the list there. But until next time, this is Matty V saying we'll see you on the Fattening America Audio Podcast.